On August 7th, the owner of McCord Engineering made contact with the College Station Police Department, and he reported to us that one of his former employees had been embezzling money from his company. The suspect at that time was identified as Deborah Sykes. She was his former office manager, and she had actually worked for him since the company opened in 1985. When she worked for McCord Engineering, her duties, including all of the accounting responsibilities from payroll to accounts payable to accounts receivable, et cetera. She had been terminated from the company previously for reasons not related to the theft. The owner of McCord Engineering had hired a new office manager, and she had discovered the accounting discrepancies as she was going through and trying to get the books in order. Further investigation by our detectives revealed that since at least 2003, Sykes had used company funds to pay for personal credit card accounts. They did a thorough review of documents that they had obtained through several search warrants that had been served, and they found that since July of 2003, that Sykes had misappropriated in excess of $217,000 from the company without the consent of the owner. Today, at about 2 p.m., Sykes turned herself in to the Brazos County Jail, and she was booked. She is currently awaiting release on a $20,000 bond.
The news release indicates that the allegation goes back to 2003. It's also noted that she began working at this company in 1985. So what, if any, sort of investigation has taken place between 85 and 2003?
We should note that normally in theft cases, the statute of limitations is 5 years. However, in this situation, we were able to show that there was a continuing course of conduct, and we were able to aggregate the total and have the amounts go back to 2003. It also should be noted that this amount does represent only a portion of the money that we believe that Sykes embezzled. It's the most readily available amount, and the total has been verified through her personal credit card statements that were recovered in the search warrant. We believe that there are a great many more transactions that we have not yet had the opportunity to verify with account records.
The news release also indicates that Sykes had been terminated from the company for reasons not related to the theft. Is that being investigated by law enforcement?
It is not. The reason that she was terminated, it was merely a personnel issue. It was an issue internal. It is not something that we believe has any type of illegal act associated with it.